The Beauty and the Beast are the East and the West, the best and the least, and to a degree, the exact same thing. If you consider these pairs to the point of their core, you begin to comprehend why less is more, and you begin to comprehend that the point of the world will never touch the way of the world. Consider the kiss, the hysteria within the momentary lips upon lips, and the significance of such a seemingly mundane display of blibbering, blabbering blubber being put upon an opposing pair of flesh flappers with the accepted exchange of spittle for the little piece of perfect that a pleasing kiss can give. Now if the beauty is the East and the best and the beast is the West and the least, consider how the kiss becomes a way to translate these. The least appealing thing to me while considering hypothetically the act of using my lips to clean the surface of any given thing is a surface which continuously is lathered with the liquid debris secreted by an organic thing, and yet we find we are without need of a justification for doing the deed of kissing the lips of a human being, and in so doing we obliviously meet our curious capability of actively performing the feat of crafting the beauty out of the beast. The point I'm making with the kiss is because of the potential for romantic bliss. We tend to choose to be remiss in dwelling on the specific bits that are kind of gross, yet nonetheless serve as the flesh to manifest a fruition, providing spiritual rest to our yearnings resulting from loneliness. And so it works in this ironic way, in which the least dignified type of display becomes the best because it culminates into this magic moment, sees the day on top of the world spiritual state. It created the best out of the least. When it went so far west, it ended up in the East. That's the beauty of the beast, like the rib that was plucked from Adam. Out of the least came Eve.
Dichotomies are interesting, hot and cold, black and white, up and down, wrong and right. Dichotomies are interesting, they're little teams that shed some light on what it means to have a life. Initially, it isn't clear the way dichotomies interfere with what would otherwise be chaotic. But dichotomies can murder darkness. Without dichotomies, where would we be? Absolutes are not chains, but the chance to be free. But stigmas and stenches have us singing this song. We'll forget wrong and right if it shuns what is wrong. Bad water gone, now where is the baby? Righteous or wrong, no need we have maybe. I believe in moral absolutes, that there is God, and he lets us choose, and all the beautiful dichotomies in life are hinting at this truth. Righteous silence might seem hidden, but the point of the noise is to point us to the point that we've been given a choice. Some argue there is too much evil to believe in a God who is good. If God exists, any decent person wouldn't should assassinate him if they could. Have they taken their thinking far enough? Is there evil or is there not? If not, then where do we get off telling anyone to stop? If so, then what is it and where is it from? Was it a product of choice when it first begun? Regardless our beliefs, we all serve the same sentence, forced to reconcile evil while maintaining existence. I've heard a theory and it's the best one I know. It claims evil is real and God let it be so. He created creatures and let them decide what choices to make and how to live life. But first he made clear how best to live life, what choices to make, what's best to decide. Then he let them be free to do as they would. The first bad choice was blurring what's good. As more bad choices infested the mind, what's good and what's bad became harder to find. As more bad choices infested creation, life got worse for each generation. And when so far west, it's an easier feat to just say that you're not than to travel back east. If that were that, it'd simply be best to say you're nowhere when you know you're out west. Sail the sea and drop the illusion of moral absolutes equating delusion. For faith is the shovel for digging up grace, and grace is a mirror held up to your face. And once you acknowledge his beauty, your beast, you've gone so far west that you're now in the East.